Hello and welcome to AudioCast 2 in the True Intuition series. I am Heather Alashe, intuitive coach, educator, and unapologetic believer that your intuition is the most powerful tool you'll ever own. I help coaches and healers turn their intuitive gifts into a rock-solid skill set that builds your confidence, your credibility, and your income without all of the hustle and new age fluff that usually comes along with it. And you are listening to this audio cast for one or two reasons. The first is you are registered for one of my upcoming workshops, or because you should be registered for one of them. So if you aren't, I'm going to encourage you to check out the show notes, click the link, get registered for the workshop where I'm going to be doing a deep dive into the topics that I am covering in this audio cast. This audio cast is just a teaser to kind of help you hit the ground running in the workshop. So if you're not registered yet, go click the link. You'll be able to see all of the workshop information about the workshop so that you can join us live on Zoom. I cannot wait to see you there, where we will be jumping into the three keys that will help you become an intuition expert in 2026 and beyond. Okay, so today we're talking all about why most intuition tools hurt your connection and what you need to be doing instead. So this is going to be a little heart to heart. Now, I'm going to give you a trigger warning. Some of the things that you're going to hear in this little audio cast might feel uncomfortable, and I want you to lean into that because this is going to be a massive paradigm shift in the way that you think about your intuitive connection and the things that you do to develop your intuition. But my promise to you is that at the end of this audio cast, you're going to start to see that you're actually stronger than you think you are, more connected than you believe yourself to be, and actually far more capable than you've been told with respect to hearing your intuitive abilities. Okay. So this is really coming from a place of me spending 11 years teaching people how to tap into their intuition. Intuition has been my full-time job, teaching people how to open up their primary gateways, how to understand the science behind intuition, how to use intuition as a tool in their coaching or their healing practice, to take it and make it not something you're doing in the background, but that you're waving loud and proud in your business, in your life, to really live front facing as an intuitive. Okay, so I've been doing this for a very long time. Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to understand and know that what I'm about to offer you, it might feel strange to hear, but it is coming from over 26 years of experience in sitting in a chair and being a professional life coach, former psychotherapist, and an entrepreneur for 11 years that's been doing this. Okay, so it's truly coming from a place not only of being classically educated on these topics, but also just like, dude, sitting in the chair and just doing the hard yards, right? So so that's my intention with this. I want to help you understand what I've been seeing and what the truth behind what I think really hurts people's intuitive connection. So the thing that I see that hurts people's intuitive connection the most that they believe is helping it is all of this stuff sitting on your nightstand, your prayer altar, whatever it is, wherever it is that you do your spiritual practice. It's all of the tools, all of the things. So this is the tarot deck, the pendulums, the crystals, the essential oils, the singing bowls that you swore, you know, you would use every morning at sunrise, and now it's collecting dust behind your, you know, pink Himalayan salt lamp, right? And there's this quiet belief floating around the self-help spiritual world that if you want to develop your intuition, you need some type of tool. Pull a card, hold a crystal, swing a pendulum, balance a chakra, right? The list could go on and on. Now, before you go clutch your rose quartz in a panic, I want you to hear me out. I love all of these things too. And when they're used properly, they can be intuitive development aids. But I also want to say something that's going to sting a little. The moment that we begin giving our intuitive clarity to a tool, we have lost the plot and we've given our power away, haven't we? So let's let that land for a second. Let's let that land. Because one simple truth that changed my life forever and that has changed the lives of hundreds of my students is that most people think intuition tools strengthen your connection. But in reality, what's happening way faster than you are made aware of it is that you're actually outsourcing your connection and your power, even though you don't mean to. So what we're saying when we start using, we're very well intentioned, when we're using these tools, these aids, what tends to happen over time is we become dependent on them. So we're saying, I'll trust what the pendulum says instead of I'll trust the wisdom that's already inside me. It's kind of this weird slippery slope that keeps even the most gifted intuitives stuck in a loop of self-doubt that you can't even see. It's like the very thing that you're doing to try to strengthen and help you is the very thing that's holding you back. Okay. So a great story on this, I'll never forget this. I had a client, we'll call her Jenna. She came absolutely convinced that her tarot cards was the way, like the best way. Like she was almost addicted to these cards. Like, and I've studied tarot for a long time. I love the archetypal significance behind tarot, particularly major arcana. So, you know, I get it, right? It can be very powerful. She was convinced that she needed these cards for her intuition, for her to be able to understand. And what was happening is she was struggling because she couldn't get a quote unquote clear message anymore. She said, you know, Heather, this used to be so accurate, but lately it's giving me mixed messages. I don't know what's going on. And so I asked her, well, Jenna, what do you feel the message is? Never mind the cards, put those to the side. What do you think the message is? And she said, well, I know what I think it is, but I just want the cards to confirm it. And that's exactly my point. Why are we giving our power away to a deck of cards, to a pendulum, right? To a crystal? This makes no sense. We've lost the plot, right? We're letting we're putting the cart before the horse. We're letting the tail wag the dog because the guidance isn't in the cards. It's inside you. So she had trained her intuitive system to feel safe only when some external tool agreed with what she already knew. This is fundamentally the opposite. Do you see how this can start to harm us instead of help us? So, and by harm, I just mean damper your connection, right? It's not going to kill you, but it's not helping your connection grow. So the moment that the cards didn't make sense for her, she felt ungrounded, unsafe, and untrusting. And that's what happens when we put these tools that you're taught and told you need to develop your intuition, or you feel like you do because intuition is so ephemeral. I need something to hold on to. It's kind of like trying to catch the wind, right? The good news is you don't need an external physical tool. You can learn to trust your energetic system through knowledge. Knowledge is power. Once you understand how your energy system works, how your intuition speaks to you, which is what the true intuition method buys you, it's what it gives you, no external source of power necessary, then you claim your own authority. And that's what I'm going to be teaching you on the workshop. Okay, so I'm so stoked to see you in the workshop. Show up live. We are going to crush this thing. There's going to be live coaching. I'm going to be interacting on Zoom, so you do not want to miss this live, right? So while these tools might give you comfort in the short term, I want you to know that in your intuitive development journey, you really do need to be mentally and emotionally prepared to stop using them. I can't remember. I don't really use these tools anymore at all. I don't need them. It's really wild, right? I am so in alignment with how my intuition works and how intuition speaks to me. And my relationship to the divine is so rooted within my own being. I just simply don't need them. It's not that I'm against them. It's just the training wheels are off. Does that make sense? And I'm not even saying that I get all my impressions are accurate all the time. Like they're not, right? I mess it up sometimes. But the point is, you really can reach a point in your intuitive journey where you stop needing an external tool. And that's my wish for you, because this is your birthright. You were born with this ability. You don't need to run to an oracle deck. Like that's not the point, right? But we're becoming dependent on these. So tools feel safe because we sort of have been taught that, you know, there's an external authority. Security lies in something that we can see, hear, feel, and touch and taste. So when I pull a card and it matches what I feel inside, I'm safe, right? The tool provides a ritual. It helps us focus. They feel sacred. They feel structured. They feel predictable. I get it, right? I get it. I get why they can be helpful initially, but energetically and psychologically, they're again, what are they doing? They're shifting our attention and our source of power externally away from your internal channel of communication with God, universe, spirit. And that's what intuition is. It's an internal relationship, a conversation with God, universe, spirit, right? So when your attention leaves your inner world, your sensitivity and your connection to your intuition decreases. You start waiting for signs instead of sensing your own truth. So when we, and then we get into this, and tell me if you've ever done this before, we get into the habit of just one more sign. I need a signier sign, and you get a sign, and then you're asking for a signier sign, and then you pull another card and another, right? Like, when does it end? So we know that it's kind of a dead end trap. When what we really should be doing is following the wisdom inside our heart. We get an intuitive hit. Don't take that client. Reach out to that person. Start your business. Help that person. Whatever it is that's happening, we should be taking immediate action on that instead of shuffling the deck for one more source of validation. Okay. So every time you go to that deck to get that confirmation, you're training yourself to mistrust your initial intuitive download. And what's happening energetically speaking, from like a biopsychological perspective in your energy system, is when you rely on that tool for confirmation of what your energy already knows, you're literally splitting the power of your energy field. Your energy starts to shift outward to seek validation from an object rather than staying inward to interpret and follow your own guidance. So you are literally pulling yourself out of the frequency of alignment with your own higher self. It's like standing in front of a mirror and asking the reflection to tell you how you feel. The mirror can't feel for you. It can only show you the energy that you're projecting in that moment. Does that make sense? So this is why intuitive tools can actually create static in your intuitive signal. They introduce another layer, a middleman that you've got to go through between you and the divine. So the message then has to travel into your system, then you're using the object, then back to you, then you've got to interpret it, right? It's like playing a game of spiritual telephone, and we wonder how and why the message starts to feel fuzzy, right? So, you know, why it feels like it's working at first, though, is because at first the cards are accurate. The pendulum is accurate. The Reiki's flowing, right? It's all working because it's your energy initially that's running the show. So those tools can help initially, but there will come a time when they just simply don't work for you anymore. Okay. And remember this, when you're using the tool, all the cards, the crystals and the pendulums are doing, all they're doing is just reflecting to you your own power. They're running off of that. It's actually just you imbuing those objects with power. You're amplifying them. They are amplifying you. Okay. You are the source of the intuitive knowing. So while they're fun, if you start to need them, you're quietly telling your intuitive system, I can't handle the truth if I don't have external help. And it creates this loop of dependency. So how do we rebuild trust? How do we make sure that we're using the tools to truly support our growth instead of using them as training wheels that are a trap? So I'm going to give you 3 steps right here that you can do to help you stay in alignment with your own intuitive knowing. No external source of authority or tool needed. The first is, don't try to get signs or confirmation. Focus more on building a relationship with your intuitive knowing. Your intuition isn't a vending machine where you insert a question and then wait for an answer to drop. It's a living relationship that grows inside of you through consistency and trust. Instead of constantly testing it by wondering, was that really my intuition? Or, you know, is this the answer? It's just start having conversations with your higher self about it. It's a relationship. And as that relationship strengthens, yes, it does take more time this way. But when you notice how your intuition speaks to you, how your higher self speaks to you through your intuition, through sensations, images, words, emotions, and just your, you know, claircognizance, right? Your quiet knowing. These are your 5 gateways, by the way. We're going to go through these on the workshop. Clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, clairaudience, claircognizance, somatic hits, empathic hits, the whole deal. You'll start to treat your intuition like a trusted friend, not a magic trick or a one-hit wonder, right? So the stronger you build that relationship, the clearer the signal becomes. And that relationship within you is not dependent on a tool. The second thing is look for what resonates, not for what's right. This is a massive thing you can do to turbo boost your intuition. Your intuition does not live in the black and white. Oftentimes, the reason why you can't find the quote unquote right answer is because there's not just one right answer. There's four. And then you get four answers and you're like, I don't understand. Which one is it? It's like, well, they're all right. Right. So your intuition gives you multidimensional information. And the truth is life is very generous and abundant. There's more than one right answer. So your intuition isn't here to hand you one correct decision. It's not here to boss you around and tell you what to do. It's here to give you, to help you find what you think is most aligned for you right now. So when we're chasing rightness, we're still thinking with our left brain. We're still thinking in duality. We're still thinking in 3D. But when you follow resonance, you enter that intuitive field, multidimensional. It's flexible. It's fluid. There's more than one way to skin a cat, in other words, when you're using your intuitive self. So start asking yourself, what feels most aligned in this now moment? Instead of what's the right decision? What feels most aligned? What feels most easeful? What feels most exciting? That's a better way to get intuitive answers than which one is right. Because the truth is, depending on the perspective you're holding it in one given time, different answers will be right for different things. Okay. And the third is start acting on small nudges, even when it feels silly. Intuitive growth comes to you through action, not analysis. And every time you follow a small nudge, like texting a friend or turning left instead of right, or, you know, saying no to something that just feels off, you train your intuitive system that it's safe to trust your guidance. And so your intuition strengthens because it's like, oh, cool. She's listening. He's listening. Let's give her more. Let's give her more. So confidence does not come from external confirmation. It comes from repeatedly and consistently taking actions on what you feel to be true in this now moment. So start small. Prove to yourself that your intuitive hits are trustworthy. Because the more evidence you give yourself, the less it needs props to feel safe. Okay? So, you know, one of my favorite moments from teaching this concept that I'm giving you here in this audio cast was inside our True Intuition program. I had a student show up for class, right? I mean, like cocked and ready to go. This girl was loaded, ready to kick it. She had her card. She had her crystals. She had all of her little doings, her little intuitive doings. And she said, Heather, look, I brought all my stuff. I brought all my spiritual surprise. And I said, beautiful, cool. Now push them over there. Push them to the side because we're not going to use them. We're not going to use them, right? Anybody can teach you how to use a pack of tarot cards. That's not what I'm here for. I'm teaching you how to reclaim the divine right that is your intuitive connection to God, source, universe, creation, and your own internal knowing. No crystals needed, right? Even though they are fun, they're fun. We can use them as tools, but they're, you know, to just have a good time with. But that's not what's going to actually move the needle for you. So when I said this to her, she's like, wait a minute, what? Like, how is this going to work? But once I took her through the True Intuition method, she finally understood it. She was like, oh, okay, I see. These are the buttons, right? And the method, there's six steps to it. Once you get those steps that help merge your logical conscious mind with your intuitive right brain mind, you'll start to see that the momentum happens way, way, way smoothly, more smooth than you thought, right? 2 weeks later, she was getting intuitive impressions. She was understanding, you know, the main way her intuition talks to her. No tools, none of those things needed, although she did use them from time to time, you know, because she just liked them. So we get to live in best of the both worlds here. We want to only use them just for fun, but we don't want to train ourselves up on these things because then we get attached. So we don't have to lose the tools. We just need to reclaim our authority over them. Okay. So to bring this to an actionable, next time you reach for your favorite deck or your crystals, I want you to take a breath and ask yourself, do I really need the training wheels or do I already know? Because 9 times out of 10, you already know. You've just been conditioned to doubt the voice that's inside you. Okay. So real intuitive power is not about signs or tools. It's about trusting yourself. So if you want to learn deep dive into this and so much more in the upcoming workshop, I'm going to take you through a step-by-step framework to stop second guessing, start trusting, and use your intuition in your personal and coaching practice if you have one. If you don't, that's okay. But we'll help you really start to lead with your intuition and claim your authority role in the world as a powerful intuitive. So you can register using the link in the show notes, or you can DM me over on Instagram at Heather Alice Shea. Shea is spelled S-H-E-A, the word three keys, and we will get you registered. And if you are already registered, I cannot wait to see you live on the workshop. Okay. And I'll see you in our next audio training, which is going to help you identify your high-level future self, higher self identity that turbo boosts your intuitive connectivity. I'll see you there.